Introduction to the Gospel according to Mark. The book of Mark is the shortest of the four Gospels. It only contains 16 chapters, but they are mighty in substance. The author of Mark is contributed to a man known as John Mark. Who was John Mark? Well, he was a close associate of Peter. In fact, it's quite possible that Peter led him to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. This book is primarily compiled of the teachings of Peter, in which John Mark accurately recorded. The first mention of John Mark is in connection with his mother, who had a house in Jerusalem, that served as a meeting place for believers. That's listed in the book of Acts chapter 12, verse 12. Mark also accompanied Paul and Barnabas when they returned to Antioch from Jerusalem. He was a helper to Paul and Barnabas on their first missionary journey there in Acts chapter 13. However, for some unknown reason, John Mark deserted them at Perga and returned to Jerusalem. Mark's desertion led to a conflict between Paul and Barnabas that was so great that Paul and Barnabas ended up splitting up their teamwork in ministry. You see, Barnabas proposed taking Mark on the second ministry journey, but Paul flatly refused, and this refusal broke up their working relationship. I suppose I can understand and relate with Paul, though. Think about it, taking a missionary team out in the field. You're going to a foreign land, and all of a sudden one of your members decides to desert you out there. Your confidence and trust in that person would be hindered. However, Barnabas and John Mark were cousins, so Barnabas wanted to give Mark another chance. But Paul refused, thus resulting in Paul and Barnabas going their separate ways. With that being said, God is so good, because previously where Paul and Barnabas were teamed up in one team, the separation of them created two ministry teams going out and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we can see what the enemy had anticipated for evil, God turned around for his glory. However, as time goes on, we see Paul and Mark reconciling their relationship. In Paul's letter to the Colossians, he sends a greeting to Mark and adds, in Colossians chapter 4, verse 10, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. At this point, we see Mark beginning to win his way back into Paul's confidence, and by the end of Paul's life, Mark has fully regained Paul's favor. We see this when Paul writes his second letter to Timothy, and in chapter 4, verse 11, Paul says, Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. Conflicts may arise between believers. There may be disagreements, but if all possible, it's best to reconcile those relationships, as we see with John Mark and the Apostle Paul. You see, every one of us is useful to the other in some way or another in ministry. We need to be at peace with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Mark's gospel is really quite a simple but yet vivid account of Jesus' ministry. Mark emphasizes more what Jesus did than what he said. This is apparent when we look at the book of Matthew. Matthew records many, many parables that Jesus spoke, whereas Mark records far less. Thus, we see Mark making more of an emphasis on the ministry of Jesus rather than the preachings of Jesus. Mark is a sweet book that I'm very excited to talk to you about. Let's pray and bless these messages that are to follow. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray that you would just bless these messages, that our hearts would be open to receive all that you have for us as we go through the book of Mark. Please speak to us. Please impact us. Please transform us. Please change us, Lord. Please give us deeper revelations of who you are and the God in whom we serve. You are so glorious, Lord, and we thank you for all that you do and have done for us. Be blessed, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.